KVGC News Time, 7 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock on a Gold Country Tuesday. It's the 14th day of May for 2019. Here's your local news. We'll look for a major shift in the current weather pattern. The National Weather Service has issued a winter weather watch for the foothills and the eastern slope of the Sierras. Periods of rain and high-elevation snow are likely to begin Wednesday, lasting through the weekend and possibly through the middle of next week. The most likely period for widespread rain will be late Wednesday night into Thursday morning, with another round of rain and snow for a portion of the weekend and early into next week. Snow levels will begin at about 8,000 feet tomorrow evening, but fall to near 6,000 feet by Thursday night. Heavier snowfall amounts of 5 to 10 inches are possible above 8,000 feet on Wednesday night through Thursday morning, with lighter snowfall amounts down to the lake level by Thursday night. Roadways could be impacted during the overnight hours, with daytime accumulations unlikely due to the warmer daytime road temperatures during this time of year.
Well, meeting last night, the Jackson City Council signed off on the city's position on Amador County's planned expansion of the county jail, as the two governments haggle over expanded service for the facility. Now, plans are underway to expand the existing county jail in Jackson, which would add 12,000 square feet and 40 new beds to the building. Water and wastewater services provided by the city to the county facility in dispute are two items. One, the request from the city for a total of $135,000 in service fees for the expansion, which is considered too high by the county. Now, also at issue is the city's request that a larger grinder be installed at the jail's sewer line. The county's design calls for a grinder to deal with inmates putting objects down toilets. The city is calling for the larger unit, which includes a screen and a compactor. Now, the issue will go before the Board of Supervisors at an upcoming meeting. In other business, the council voted to approve a contract to provide auditing for the next 3 years. The city's current auditor, Smith & Newell, will provide the service. After 3 years, state law requires the city switch firms. The audit will cost the city $30,000 the first year, increasing by $1,000 per year after the first year.
And the El Dorado National Forest will continue prescribed burn operations throughout the week in a number of areas on the forest, this ahead of the incoming storm. Now, this will include along Highway 88. Remember, too, for backyard burning, CAL FIRE is now requiring burn permits for any size pile you're burning. You can get a permit online at burnpermit.fire.ca.gov. And the Forest Service also recently released the latest snow depths along the Highway 88 corridor. Bear River area, 29 inches. Mormon Immigrant Trail, 5 feet. Silver Lake area, 4 feet. Capels Lake, 5. And at Carson Pass, currently 7 feet. Now, keep in mind, too, as we told you during that first story, the National Weather Service has forecasted up to 10 inches of new snow above 6,000 feet over the next couple of days.
Well, healthy, beautiful, productive gardens need a balance of various natural conditions to thrive. If you're interested in learning methods for managing your garden, join the Amador County Master Gardeners for Planting for Change this Saturday. The class will be held in the County GSA building on Airport Road, 9 to noon. Master Gardeners will provide info on various ways to plant and manage your garden and landscape for the future, including how to properly remove and replace your lawn. They'll also discuss some of the Master Gardeners' favorite landscape plants and techniques you can use to make your garden more sustainable. Handouts will be available. The class is free, open to the public, no reservation required. Again, the class will be held in the County GSA building on Airport Road from 9 a.m. until noon.
And Angels Camp Police, again, are sending out a heads-up about Thursday's Kids Parade. South Main Street in Angels will be closed from Sam's Way to Vallecito Road Thursday from 10 to 11:30 for the annual event. For the past 72 years, the parade has signaled the opening day of the Calaveras County Fair and Jumping Frog Jubilee. Now, for those who need to get around the road closure, simple. Just use the Highway 4 bypass. And that's a look at local news on a Gold Country Tuesday morning from the KVGC News Center.
I'm JD.
And I'm Jim Geedy reporting. Remember, for the latest news, traffic, and weather, 24 hours a day, to visit our website. That's KVGCRadio.com.